406 DG, asking a little darker here downtown. I think you're going to be rocking and rolling out west tonight. Headlines, Rach?
Brought to you by Schnucks. Get your groceries delivered or use curbside pickup when you use the Schnucks Rewards app.
Would any 17-year-old say, I think it's going to be rocking and rolling out there?
Nope.
Yep.
They say it's be...
Every now and then those things just come out of my mouth, and I'm like, who said that?
It's happening to me, too.
Yeah, they'll be like, it's going to be real rizzy out there today. For real.
Oh, boy.
No cap.
All right, let's talk about... All cap, no cap. All facts.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about McDonald's. They're reporting lower than expected quarterly sales growth. An executive said Tuesday that economic pressure is building on consumers, resulting in declining restaurant visits across the industry. So to combat that, McDonald's now plans to step up deals and value messaging to combat those slow sales. And McDonald's president told investors the consumer is certainly being very discriminating in how they spend their dollar.
Good.
I've been doing my
part.
It's
interesting. Like, did I hear that right? Like, this is just increased revenue that is not as high as they thought it would be of an increase.
Right.
They didn't lose anything. They didn't lose ground or go backwards.
They didn't increase as fast as they wanted to.
You know, we didn't make as much as we thought we would.
You know, I typically don't have bad feelings towards people who sell me things, but lately I'm real gruff about it. It just seems like when the Egg Council screwed us over so bad, and it just feels like I'm just tired of getting gouged.
Yeah. Big Chicken got us.
Let's go to the jury has found Thomas Kinworthy guilty.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have that one. I have the other.
Oh, yeah.
Story.
We don't need that one.
Okay.
Well, just so you know, breaking news. The jury has found Thomas Kinworthy guilty. He's the one who said that he had the schizo problem. And the doctor testified, I think just yesterday, the day before, that she thought that he was faking it, which was fascinating.
Oh.
It was like a movie saying that he was acting like someone who was crazy, but he wasn't really crazy. Okay. Back to you, Rach. Sorry.
Back to headlines. Americans don't trust the media. According to a new poll from the American Press Institute, 83% of respondents said they were concerned that the media would, quote, report inaccurate information or disinformation in their 2024 election coverage.
I think every one of them will do both those things.
81% said they are worried the media will report unverified information. Mm-hmm. And 77% said they feared the media would stick to the facts but be dishonest in their framing.
Yes.
Boy, like all those things, all of the above.
All those things are true.
And I just wish that it would be a little more specific than the media, right? Like, because we're not all the same. We're not all in the same business. You know, I mean, I think we're talking mostly TV news and then what? The internet outlets related to that. So people on social media who will take things and run with them on there because there's less accountability, no editors, nothing like that. You know, I mean, you're not going to hear that on KMOX. We're part of the media, but you're not going to hear that.
One more interesting statistic here. Pollsters also found that 72% of respondents are worried that media will rely on artificial intelligence to generate stories. Mm. That's something we got to worry about now, too. A rare whale was spotted in California. I usually get these stories because Dave Murray seems to really like them, but we already did his segment. But a group of tourists is buzzing after seeing a rare whale. Why is that so hard to say? Off the coast of Southern California this week. It was a white orca or killer whale.
Ooh,
it's a calf nicknamed Frosty because of his unusually pale appearance. And experts say that... it is just extremely rare to see a whale like this.
One of the coolest things ever. I know people have done way cooler things than this. And you can pay to like swim with dolphins or things like that. But one time, I think it was off the coast of Naples. It was just me. It was pretty early morning. I was out in the ocean to the point where I could like barely touch, just kind of bounce up and down, you know. And porpoises, dolphins, whatever. I don't know the difference. Like three of them just popped up next to me.
Oh, that's cool.
Just popped up.
I know
that's
Wheels
awesome.
Loves dolphins.
Boys.
I do.
They're
the best.
They love people.
Yeah. Well, most of them.
Yeah. They seemed okay with me. At least they're checking me out.
I mean, the ones there, they're used to people generally. Like if so they're not as, unless you act like a jerk to them.
Yeah. Hey, stupid dolphins.
You guys are so dumb. You can't even use words.
I don't even know if you're a porpoise. I don't know.
What's even
can't
the difference?
Tell the difference.
I'm dumb. But I can walk on the land.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys can't even breathe. the way I do.
You can't breathe.
Blowhole haver.
So scientists have figured out what might have caused the Titan submersible to collapse under pressure last summer.
I didn't hear this.
Obviously, the Titan went missing with five people on board on June 18th during an expedition to explore the wreck of the Titanic. Initially, it was feared to have lost power, triggering mass search and rescue efforts, but it turned out the vessel had imploded, of course. Now people are saying this might be due to micro-buckling, the thin walls of that submersible just kind of buckling in, and it makes it vulnerable to collapse.
Remember when, I don't remember how long it was, a couple of 3 days maybe, when we're doing the whole, like, we hear the sound of someone hitting the inside of a sub with a hammer, and it's rhythmic, and it's every 30 minutes, and that's what seasoned sub people know how to do, and the whole time they knew it, it imploded. Like, I understand why they didn't go like, oh, no, they're all dead. But still, like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, they couldn't just, they had to, like, give us hope, weirdly, and yeah. I guess the family's hope, which is like.
And I remember, I'll never really forget cruel. It. They were doing a news conference, and some guy who knew what was going on, like a Navy guy, and so a reporter asked, like, I understand that you're hearing sounds of pinging rhythmically every 30 minutes. He goes, like, okay. Just like, yeah, whatever.
Whatever the story is, we're telling people. Another poll has examined election worker fears. A survey of local election officials across the U.S. found that 38% have experienced threats, harassment, or abuse. This is according to a report released yesterday by the Brennan Center for Justice. The survey also found that 62% are concerned about political leaders attempting to interfere with how election officials do their jobs.
You really have to have... You either have to have a real heart for service to do that job because you're very likely to take crap from somebody, or you have to be compromised. Like, we keep hearing, like, both sides saying, like, hey, get in there and be an election worker so that you can, you know, be, at least be a watchdog, if not affect it in some way. But I'm going to hope that 99% of people who do it with their heart in the right place. But what a thankless job.
I would like to think that I would do it, but it also just feels like I don't know, like, overwhelming to get that process started, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's see here. A United States Postal Service carrier drove 379 miles on his own dime to deliver letters that were lost in World War II. This is cool. Really cool. His name is Alvin Gothier. I hope I'm saying his last name right. He's a Marine Corps veteran, and he drove 379 miles on his day off to deliver these letters to a family in Arkansas.
Good for him.
The letters were written by a soldier to his parents, and he found them in his work bag, and he felt compelled to reunite them with the family. He used his own money for gas in a hotel, and he made the special delivery to Joanne Smith, the sister of the soldier who wrote the letters.
Can you imagine getting something like that?
So
it's
many years later.
Me emotional, man. Just reading the story. And one last final story here. George W. Bush is going to have his paintings on exhibit at Disney World in Orlando, Florida. The exhibit will feature Bush's Portraits of Courage, a Commander's Tribute to America's Warriors, which contains more than 60 paintings that Bush completed depicting service members and veterans who have served our nation with honor since 9/11 and whom the president has come to know personally since leaving office. This is going to happen in Epcot at the American Adventure Pavilion starting June 9th.
I always liked him. Mm-hmm. Didn't always agree with everything that he, you know, believed in, but he just seemed like a decent guy.
Super likable guy.
I like that he paints.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that was my final story in headlines.
All right, quick break, right back. DJS. Somebody true. 424 DGS. You know the saying, time is money. Some people for their job get paid $12 an hour. Some lawyers, doctors, executives get $1,000 an hour. But they did a big, extensive survey of Americans and said, what do you think your time is worth per hour? Not what you get paid, not what your boss thinks it's worth. What do you think your time is worth? Anyone want to guess?
The average
what people
American?
Said?
The average, yeah.
People said $500 an hour.
Ooh, I was going to say like $50.
Yeah, $50, $60.
$240.
All right.
Wow.
$240 an hour. Baby boomers said $137. Gen X said $215. Gen Z said $267. It's interesting how close they all are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And millennials were the most with $329.
Good job, you guys.
Pay me.
It's actually more, than that.
$50 is the most I could ever imagine.
I'm thinking about that compared to my actual hourly rate.
Fun facts.
Yes.
Journey never had a number one hit ever.
That's really? Crazy.
Yeah, the closest was Open Arms, which made it to number two for 1 week.
Hmm.
That's sad.
Anyone want to guess the legal drinking age in England?
There isn't one, is there?
Five.
Yeah.
As long as the child is drinking alcohol at home, it's perfectly legal for a 5-year-old to drink.
To my knowledge, there's no age at all in France.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Head down for a pint.
51-year-old Catholic priest in Pennsylvania used the church credit card to spend over $40,000 on upgrades on games like Mario Kart Tour and Candy Crush.
I thought this was going in such a bad direction.
I know.
He says, quote, "I have a mobile game addiction."
Hey, at least he can admit it.
And that's what those games are all about.
That is not the worst thing that you can be addicted to.
Right.
I definitely thought that was going somewhere else.
What are you spending money on? Like, what?
So those games are predatory in the way that they get you addicted by being fun and colorful and lighthearted and a great way to spend time. And then they start, you know, kind of easing off the gas a little bit on what you're allowed to do. And then they say,
you need the dopamine hit.
You've done as much as you can do today. You can wait till tomorrow or 2 days from now or whenever. Or if you give us $5, you can keep playing for another 2 hours or whatever.
Interesting.
And it's not that much different than, you know, slot machines.
Evil genius.
Like very colorful, you know, stuff and making a big deal out of even the smallest hit.
Cher had an interesting quote. She says, "I don't date my own age because they're all dead."
Her boyfriend is like 40 years younger than her or something.
How old is Cher?
In her 70s?
70s, yeah.
Okay.
I would say late 70s.
77.
There you go.
Oh.
This is interesting. Sex in movies has fallen 40% over the last few years, but the sex that is portrayed is much more graphic.
Huh.
And people don't want to see it, especially Gen Z. I keep seeing studies that they say, like, why do we even have to have a romance plot? Which I think is taking it a bridge too far.
Yeah, they're listening to me.
A lot of them say, like, why do you need that in the movie? And how many times have you're like, oh, I'll watch this movie with my parents, and then you realize, like, this is going to get awkward in about an hour.
And how many times have you watched a movie and you said, you know, that scene really made a big difference in how I perceived this movie?
Right.
But I also think it's weird because... I don't know, like, pornography is bigger than it's ever been.
Here we go.
No, he's right. Maybe that's why.
I know, he just talks about this all the time.
Pornography is bigger than it's ever been. It's permanently warped the way the entire world looks at sex and sexuality, especially out of, like, Gen Z and the younger generations. I just think it's really weird that they are the ones that's, like, rebelling against. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's because
pornography is pornography and it's always going to be popular, or if, as the generations come along, it'll be less popular.
Have we had any generation yet where that happened?
I don't know.
I sincerely don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. 439 DGS. So you wanted to roast Deion Sanders?
Oh. All right, so when Deion Sanders took over as the head coach of Colorado, he ran off most of the team. He just said, listen, you're not good enough to be here. You go somewhere else. Some of the guys that he allowed to stick around, he basically ignored. Which, again, that's coaching. Not really complaining too much about that. But a couple of those guys described their experience there and how if they were part of the old guard, they basically got ignored. They got run into the ground. Deion didn't even get to know them, didn't learn their names, none of that. And this guy, after he transferred, made this known public. Well, now Deion's fighting with these guys on Twitter.
Oh, man.
You are a Hall of Fame football player, a multi-millionaire, a Division I coach, and you are so small that you're going to trade insults with college kids on Twitter. And he's getting into a beef with other people because other people are like, dude, what are you doing? And also, you went 4-8, so what are you bragging about? And he's like, well, my son's going to be a top 5 pick. What's your son going to be? And it's like, okay, but what, I mean, like, you need to be above this. You are a football legend. You are in the football world. You're at the top. You're rich, famous Hall of Famer, and you're fighting with people on Twitter because someone dared say a negative thing about you, which is probably true.
Reveals your character.
Right. And I'm just like, you know, this is a guy who was an unbelievable player and a personality that sold the game, right? I mean, he was Neon Deion, right? Prime time. And he's all of that, entertaining. But that doesn't mean you get a right to just be a jerk.
Yeah.
Well said. He's treating these college-age kids like a jerk. And if a college-age kid is out of line, maybe you make a smart, simple comment like, hey, that's not how it went down. He knows better, but we're moving on, you know, or whatever. But to just get into the mud with kids like that, it's beneath someone of that position.
Yeah, and that's really punching down.
Big time. And then his son is doing the same thing. Like, I didn't even know bro's name. He must have been mid. Like, look, dude, you guys went 4-8. You can't say anything.
Who's Cheeseball Man?
Have you guys seen Cheeseball Man? Andrew, did you see Cheeseball Man?
What are you talking about?
I saw Cheeseball Man.
Cheeseball Man. Yeah, Cheeseball Man is apparently a new eating legend. He went and...
Oh, with the mask.
Yes.
He wears a mask
that looks like a cheeseball, the orange hot thing.
It's pink. That doesn't look like cheeseball.
No, it's orange. And he ate 700 cheeseballs in like 30 minutes or maybe just a couple of hours, and that's his claim to fame now. But everybody loves Cheeseball Man. But 700? I feel like I did that in fourth grade. Cheeseballs go down real fast.
Oh, so you're not impressed by Cheeseball Man?
No, I mean, I'm impressed by him becoming Cheeseball Man, but like, it doesn't feel like 700 of those, which is mostly puffed, you know, that's like air. I don't feel like that's as big of a deal.
We have a donut hole situation on our hands here.
Yeah, we do.
Let's get him some cheese balls. See what's going on.
Now, does he only do it for pay?
I don't know. I think he just did it once. And I think it was just to get famous.
It reminds me of that guy who kept eating rotisserie chickens. Do you remember that?
He would go
out in public and like, I will eat a rotisserie chicken every day. And like all these huge crowds would show up to watch him eat the rotisserie chicken.
So weird.